KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In high school basketball action last night, girls postseason play got underway with Class 1A regional first-round matchups. In Region 7 last night, it was Coon Rapids Bayard topping Cam 46-31. Earlham eliminates Adair Casey 56-42. Exira EHK over Guthrie Center 51-38. East Union beat Diagonal 48-33. Bedford over Lennox 60-23. Martinsdale St. Mary's topping Orient Maxburg 48-31. Mount Air beat Lamoni 47-44. Murray over Mormon Trail 29-19. Also in Region 8 first round play last night, it was AHST over Heartland Christian 66-23. Riverside beat Walnut 56-34. Corning over Essex 56-30. Boyer Valley beat West Harrison 62-57. Stanton over East Mills 72-9. That gave Stanton coach Bruce Subert his 400th career win. Fremont Mills over Sydney 36-31. Villisca beat Nishnabotna 50-42. Arweva over Woodbine 85-41. Also, a few games from Region 2 last night saw Charter Oak Ute beat Whiting 65-52, Glenn Ralston over Peyton Sherdan 53-39, Southeast Webster Grand beating East Green 69-25. Those winners all advanced to next Tuesday's second round regional play in Class 1A. In regular season girls hoops last night, Lewis Central topped Clarinda 52-41. Also in regular season boys basketball last night, it was Glenwood over St. Albert 51-43. Underwood beat Maple Valley 45-30. Woodbine over Missouri Valley 56-50. We have high school boys basketball for you tonight here on KJAN, as Chris and I will be in Creston tonight as Atlantic looks for its 25th all-time Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship. Atlantic is on top of the conference standings, leading Clarinda by a game coming into tonight's action, as the Trojans will try to finish off the conference season with a win. If they're able to do that tonight, they will capture the outright Hawkeye 10 Conference Boys Regular Season Basketball Championship. Game time 7:30 tonight. We're on the air at about 7:20 with the pregame portion of our show. We hope you join us for that. You can catch the game here on the radio or on the web at KJAN.com. Atlantic looking for its first conference title since the 2001-2002 season. Yesterday afternoon, the Class 1A and 2A girls high school basketball rankings, the last ones of the year, were released by the Girls Athletic Union. In Class 1A, North Mahaska finishes the regular season ranked number 1 with North Butler 2, Bedford 3, Linville Sully and West Sioux round out the top 5 with Arweva number 6, Adair Casey is 12th and Coon Rapids Bayard 5th. In Class 2A, Otobolt Arthur BCIG remains number 1. West Hancock is number 2. They're both 21-0. IKM Manning at 19-2. Both their losses coming to the number 1 ranked Otobolt Arthur BCIG squad is ranked 3rd. Kemper Catholic is at number 4, while Panorama is at number 8 in the final poll of the season. In college men's basketball, Northwestern took control early with a 16-2 run, and they rolled past the Iowa Hawkeyes 83-64 in Big Ten play last night.
We were absolutely soft in every facet of the game. Turned the ball over, didn't guard the three. Everybody got their averages or better. Just a very, very disappointing effort tonight.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes turned the ball over 18 times, and Northwestern connected on 13 three-pointers in the game as the Hawkeyes fall to 5-7 in the conference race.
It's very frustrating. You know, we worked hard for this game. We just didn't compete, and that's really, really disappointing. You know, I mean, obviously we're all in this together. I'm not placing blame. But, you know, just 18 turnovers against the zone. That's just unacceptable.
Freshman Aaron White was one of the few bright spots. He finished with 17 points and a dozen rebounds.
I mean, we knew coming into it that they played the 1-3-1, worked against it for two or three days. I felt confident coming into the game that we knew what we had to do, but, I mean, you come out, you turn the ball over 18 times, you give up as many threes as we did, and it's tough to win, especially on the road.
Iowa's off now until a trip to Penn State next Thursday. No more left. Murray State, which had won its first 23 games and was the last undefeated Division I men's basketball team, is no more. They fell to Tennessee State 72-68 last night. Robert Covington had 17 points and 8 rebounds to lead Tennessee State. Isaiah Kanaan had 31 points and 6 boards for Murray State, which had beaten Tennessee State 8 straight times. Murray State coach Steve Prohm said he was extremely proud of his team, adding, "We had an amazing run with 23 wins in a row." There hasn't been an undefeated major college team in men's Division I since Indiana in the 1975-76 season. Elsewhere in the AP Top 25 last night, unranked Gonzaga popped 16th-ranked St. Mary's 73-59. Also last night, number 20 Mississippi State easily beat rival Mississippi 70-60. Jordan Taylor scored 27 points for his first college win in his home state as number 21 Wisconsin gutted out a 68-61 overtime win at Minnesota. And Cody Zeller had 22 points to lead number 23 Indiana past Illinois 84-71. Earlier this week, when asked what her team needed to do to replace the game-night contributions of Jamie Printy, Samantha Logic suggested quietly that everyone else on the Iowa women's basketball team needs to do just a little more than they would have before the Hawkeyes' All-Big Ten guard was lost for the season. Last night at Carver Hawkeye Arena, the multi-talented freshman guard from Racine, Wisconsin, did exactly that and a little more for good measure, leading the Hawkeyes to a convincing 75-58 win over Minnesota. Logic completed her night with 20 points, 9 boards, and 6 assists. Morgan Johnson led all scorers with 23 points and became the 32nd Hawkeye to score more than 1,000 points in her career. Iowa's post player also had 8 rebounds and 3 block shots, while Camille Wallin added 19 points and 5 three-pointers. Kelly Cry had 9 rebounds. That's the 4th straight win for the Hawkeyes. It pushes Iowa's Big Ten Conference record to 7-5. They're 15-10 overall. Iowa back in action on Sunday at home as they host Michigan State at Carver Hawkeye. Dirk Nowitzki and Paul Pierce overcame slow starts to return to the All-Star game, but the lengthy runs of Kevin Garnett and Tim Duncan are over. Nowitzki was chosen to his 11th straight All-Star game despite his lowest scoring average since his second NBA season. Pierce has come on after a slow start caused by a foot injury and was picked for the 10th time, but Garnett wasn't chosen after 14 consecutive selections, and Duncan was left out after 13 in a row. Other All-Star regulars such as Ray Allen and Amari Stoudemire will be home, giving way to first-timers LaMarcus Aldridge, Mark Gasol, Andre Iguodala, Roy Hibbert, and Luol Deng. Also headed to Orlando for the February 26th game are Steve Nash, Tony Parker, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love, Chris Bosh, Joe Johnson, and Darren Williams. In the NBA last night, the Lakers beat Boston in overtime 88-87. Golden State outscored Denver 109-101. Houston over Phoenix 96-89, and Sacramento got by Oklahoma City 106-101. In the National Hockey League last night, Dallas over Columbus 4-2, Montreal 4-2 over the New York Islanders, St. Louis in a shootout 4-3 over New Jersey, Rangers went to overtime to beat Tampa Bay 4-3, Philadelphia 4-3 over Toronto, Winnipeg in double overtime a 3-2 winner over Washington, Florida beat Los Angeles 3-1, Ottawa over Nashville 4-3, Vancouver beat Minnesota 5-2, and Phoenix in overtime 2-1 over Calgary. Next year's Winter Classic will more than likely set an attendance record for the showcase game as they plan on selling 115,000 tickets. The NHL confirms that the Detroit Red Wings will face the Toronto Maple Leafs on January 1st at Michigan Stadium. The iconic college football facility known as the Big House drew more than 104,000 fans for a college hockey game between Michigan and Michigan State in December of 2010. The league formally announced the outdoor showcase at Comerica Park, the home of the Detroit Tigers, will also be part of that festival, as the baseball stadium will host games involving minor league and college teams. The Red Wings Maple Leafs alumni game will also take place at Comerica Park. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Oneida.
Iowa football fans will have to pay a little more to watch the Hawkeyes in Kinnick Stadium this year. The University of Iowa says tickets to the Hawkeyes' 7 home games in 2012 will cost $2 more per game for both the general public and faculty and staff. The cost of a season ticket for the general public will be $388, while a season ticket for faculty and staff will be $318. The university says there will be no increase in the cost of a student season ticket. Iowa's home schedule includes Iowa State, Northern Iowa, Central Michigan, Minnesota, Penn State, Purdue, and Nebraska. Colts quarterback Peyton Manning and Rockies outfielder Todd Helton have been working out at Duke this week, an athletic department spokesman has confirmed. The spokesman said both are there primarily to visit David Cutcliffe, who was Tennessee's offensive coordinator when both were college quarterbacks. The cover was blown earlier yesterday when Matt Skura, a Duke football player, wrote on Twitter that he was stretching next to Manning. The post was later taken down. Manning has spent the past 5 months recovering from his third neck surgery in less than 2 years, and there have been conflicting reports about how much progress the only four-time league MVP has made. Manning's doctor has cleared him to resume playing, although Colts owner Jim Irsay says he's not yet past the team's physical. The Oakland Raiders have released cornerback Stafford Rout less than a year after signing him to a blockbuster contract. The move is the first major personnel change the Raiders have made since general manager Reggie McKenzie and new coach Dennis Allen took over last month. Rout signed a three-year, $31.5 million contract last February before becoming a free agent. The contract included $20 million in guarantees over the first 2 years. The Raiders restructured the deal in August by adding 2 years to make it a $54.5 million five-year contract. In golf, Tiger Woods made his 2012 PGA Tour debut and shot 4-under-68 at the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. Woods carded 6 birdies and 2 bogeys in his first statewide round of the season. The former world number one began his season 2 weeks ago in Abu Dhabi, where he finished in a tie for 3rd place. The lead is held by Danny Lee, Dustin Johnson, and Charlie Wee. They were all at -9 after their first rounds. The LPGA is opening its 2012 season down under. Stacey Lewis and Sarah Kemp share a 1-stroke lead after matching 4-under-par 69s in the first round of the Women's Australian Open at Royal Melbourne. 2-time defending champ and top-ranked Yanni Tseng, Brittany Lincecum, and Juliette Granata all carded 70s in their first round. Baseball owners have taken a 3-2 lead over players when it comes to arbitration rulings. A 3-member panel has sided with the Orioles in their case with pitcher Brad Bergeson. But even as an arbitration loser, the right-hander nearly doubles his salary to $800,000 after going 2-7 with a 5.7 ERA over 12 starts and 22 relief appearances last year. Bergeson had requested $1.2 million. AL Championship Series MVP Nelson Cruz agreed to a $16 million two-year contract with Texas. The two sides have been scheduled for an arbitration hearing next week. Cruz had asked for $7.5 million in arbitration. The team offered $5.5 million. He made $3.65 million last year. The deal came one day after Elvis Andrews and the Rangers completed a $14.4 million three-year contract that avoided a hearing. Outfielder Alex Gordon avoided arbitration as he agreed to a 1-year contract with the Royals. That contract is worth $4.775 million. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneida. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.